First in family, what is going on? Oh, hold on, we're having a whole crazy thing right now. So I should be able to do something like this right now. This is the power of technology. Anne doesn't even know that we can do this. So here we are. If you guys missed that, you guys missed out. So yeah, welcome to the First in Live Q&A. Happy to join you guys tonight on Friday. Got a couple things to talk about. Hope you're joining us tonight on Friday. If not, talk to ourselves. Something I do all the time.
All the time.
But if you're here, let us know. Looks like Ian's here. Ian, what's going on, my man? Trisha is here. Happy to see you, Trisha. Thanks for joining us. I don't know if you guys caught the sniffoonery, buffoonery. I don't know, but we're good on it. We're good on it. Stephanie's here. How are you doing, Stephanie? Now, this is interesting. Val's here.
Yeah.
And it says Val's name, but it doesn't show Val's Val's gorgeous face.
It's got to be Facebook.
I don't know. But Facebook user.
So we're going to go over this again because y'all are here.
What's up, friends?
Listen, if you've clicked the link before, we're sorry. We've had a couple people have to do it again. So you might have to go click the link again so we can see your name. Or just put dash whoever you are.
Right. Whatever you want to do. We're cool with it. Mike Mills, what's up, my man? It is Friday. You are correct. It's been a good Friday so far. So we're hoping to carry that trend forward.
Here's another one. Same thing. I'm sure you probably have clicked the link before. Sorry. It does have an expiration date. We just don't know what it is because everybody's kind of expiring at different times.
If not, just dash el nombre and we'll know what's up. Now, look.
The first one was Murphy.
Now, here we go, Val. Val's picture showing up.
Oh, we got it now. Okay.
It's the book of faces, guys. You know, who knows what Zuck's doing underneath the hood?
They do updates every damn day. Who knows?
Corey, thank you for letting us know. Good to see you. We're glad you're here with us. Hope things are going good for you. I know it's been a week, so if you need anything, you know, I'm here for you. Danielle's here. What's going on, Danielle? Good to see you. Good to see you. Good to be seen. So, guys, oddly enough, we think we're going to start these Q&As with nothing to talk about. And, man, you guys don't let us down. You do not disappoint. You slam us with all kinds of great stuff. So we're going to hit this one hard and fast. Hopefully, we're able to provide some answers that make some sense. If not, just let us know. Just let us know.
But now we know who you are.
But now we know who you are, Murphy, so that's good. So thank you for that. Ian says it's banning him. It takes a lot of processing power to ban him as often as he gets banned. I think that's fairly accurate, man. So there you go. So guys, let's dive into this after I get a little bit of this diet Dr. Pepper cherry because I'm gonna need it. My voice is going.
Dr. Pepper did the Dr. Pepper Zero thing. They're hooking up with the whole zero sugar like everybody else posts, but that flavor's killer.
Ditch the zero. Get with the hero.
Which is really the soda in this
case. If anybody knows who said that, drop it in there. Ditch the zero, get with the hero. My boy RVW, if anybody knows that. So while you guys are playing Name That Reference, we're going to get down to the biznass. The biznass being the questions from you guys, the First in Family. So up first, Emily Schaefer asks a question about tracking BCAAs. And Emily's not here yet, but I love Emily to death. And I'll be honest with Emily. You're good.
Hey,
you're good.
Yeah, you're good,
you're
Murphy.
No longer zucked, Murphy. You're no longer zucked. Now let me get on focus here. I'm going to be honest with the fam and with Emily. When I first read this question, we're driving down the road. Facebook user, click the link or let us know who you are. Just giving you the preface. Now,
the
that's
links
it.
Are expiring.
I'm not looking at comments anymore. I'm going to answer these questions because, like I said, we got a bunch of them. I'm going to be honest. I'm driving down the road and I'm like, the total WTF. Like, what BCAAs again? But it's because, and even Emily phrased it in the form of her question, the never-ending rabbit hole of BCAAs, because this comes up quite a bit. But this is actually a really, really interesting question to me. So,
Hey, Facebook user,
click the link. Click the link or you got to type your name or else we'll just say, hey, in general.
You have to re-click it.
So this was a really interesting question to me, the way she phrased it. She said, the never-ending rabbit hole of BCAAs. I've been tracking mine as 5 to 10 grams of protein, which is what we would do. Would it better serve me in my body composition to track it as carbs instead? And let me tell you why this is interesting to me, because this is actually some deeper level thinking being put into this. Could it be qualified as majoring in the minors? It depends. There is a time when this question could be extremely relevant and important. Do I think it applies to Emily? No. Do I think it applies to any member of the First In fam? Not if they're following their directions and they've got their protein to where we ask you to put it, and there's a reason for that. What she's getting at here, and again, guys, this is upper level, and this is why this is interesting to me, is she's tracking it as 5 to 10 grams of protein. But she's aware that BCAAs are not complete sources of protein. They do not have a full amino acid profile. They do not have the remaining essential amino acids that are necessary to be consumed outside of the body, because the body is not able to produce them. Without getting into that, you can subscribe to FinLife for a cup of coffee a month, and you can dig in the deep dive we did on BCAAs and why they are not necessarily the end-all be-all for growing lean tissue. That would be an EAA. But the question she's asking here is, since it's not a complete protein, since it doesn't have every amino acid available to build lean tissue, would it be better for her and her body composition goals to track it as carbs instead? And the answer is going to be, for you, Emily, nah, you're good. But the answer is going to be, it depends. And it depends on your other protein sources. Are you getting enough complete sources outside of these BCAAs to where the displacement of those 5 to 10 grams of protein would tip you into a point where catabolism outranked anabolism? That's interesting, because there is a point where that could be a possibility. A myriad of factors could combine between high levels of training, high levels of force output production, just a higher base metabolic rate, an active job, all these things, endurance work, that could increase protein turnover to the point where you're deficient in essential amino acids, to where that 5 to 10 grams could make the difference. But that's not going to be anyone in First In. And the reason for that comes back to your terrible, mean, a-hole of a coach asking you to eat so much protein. Oh my God, it's more protein than I ever ate in my life. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It's more protein than you've ever eaten in your life, because you want to be better than you've ever been in your life. And that means we want a full, overflowing amino acid pool, so the body has every resource available to maximize your body composition. That's part of the reason. The other part's the reason, that's for another live call. No one asked that question. So, Emily, this is a great question for me, because I'm a nerd. It's a terrible question for anyone in the fam that thinks that's going to make or break their progress. And the reason for that is we build in a ton of redundancy. Ask our rope techs, ask Coach Adam, ask Coach Steve, ask Ian. Ian's got some rope experience. Ask Greg, the man, payer. How much redundancy is built into a haul system? Well, why the hell would you need that many extra thousands of pounds built in that haul system? Dangle your ass over the edge of that building and see if you want to redline it, right?
Just in case.
Just in case. And we run your guys' protein levels in the just in case department. Caveat to that would be if you're a vegan. If you have willingly narrowed your food sources down to the point where complete proteins are hard for you to get, and you refuse to listen to us when we say get a rice pea blend, which would provide a complete amino acid profile, maybe we'd have to talk about that.
But for most people in this group, there's no reason to mess with how you track BCAAs in this way. This is not. We build a safety net of proteins in your body to make sure that you're covered.
For this reason, in case you decide you want to take BCAAs instead of EAAs, we got you covered, man. Tyrosine's on point. Leucine's there. You know, we're ready for it. So we got you. So great question. I loved it. It gave me the willies at first, and I had the you know, the aneurysm started to come in, but then, you know, the TPA's hit and it opened the floodgates, and I was like, I love this question. Maybe it didn't help you out as much as it helped me out, but man, it was a good one to think about. So thank you for that one. My man Ian, my man RVW, the Rob Van Winkle, Vanilla Ice. I knew you had my back, bud. I knew you had my back. And then Ian said, 10-to-1 safety factor, please. That's what I'm talking about. That's why we have your protein built in like that. And there's a bunch of whole other reasons why our protein's where we keep it, falling in line with, you know, guidelines from all those guys that read studies and work in labs and tell us what to do. But a big one is to make sure we got that safety factor built in. So I hope that helped answer the question. That's my Vanilla Ice. You like that?
Nobody would have known that unless you explained it.
I mean, it really had nothing to do with Vanilla Ice. It just has to do with the fact that I talk with my hands like a skadoosh. Oh. So yeah, tracking BCAA. So one down, we're ready to go. We're blowing through these things. I don't see her on here. Bobby, when you catch this replay, this one's for you. Pre and probiotics. Bobby's question was, suggestions for a good pro or prebiotic. Are they beneficial? Two questions. Three, if so, what brand, strand, type? And then her final
statement
of this is, there's so much garbage out there. I'm having a day. My initial reply to Bobby was, yeah, there's so much garbage out there. Why don't we just leave it at that? Because that's kind of a little insight to my feels on pre and probiotics. But I decided, let's go ahead, let's talk about it a little bit. Let's dive in a little bit deeper. Let's scratch back the surface. Again, for most of the population, this is a major and a minor type of scenario. There has been a shift in culture over the years, and this, of no fault of our own, has permeated all of our thinking, and that's, we are all special snowflakes. And not only that, but we want to be a broken, damaged special snowflake, because that has to be the only reason that we're not summiting all our goals and accomplishing everything we want to. It could have nothing to do with the missing ingredient to our progress being you, being ourselves. It couldn't do that. It has to be something else. And I get it. Everybody wants to have a disease process these days because that would explain everything. Some of us do have disease processes. Some of us have gone through horrible maladies. Some of us have food intolerances and sensitivities. Some of us has anaphylactic reactions and allergies. Some of us have had, you know, horrible things occur. This is not making light of those situations. What this is saying is, for the fortunate majority of us, a lot of these things will not apply, but they get talked about so much because it's that vocal minority in the media that tends to get all the attention. And that's where a lot of these things come from. So basically, all the awesome textbooks and fun stuff and studies I've read, it comes down to a couple things. What I've gathered is this. Your gut is full of all this bacteria. That's your microbiome, right? Thousands of different strands of bacteria living inside that gut, doing the work. The work. Probiotics are supposedly the good dudes. They take up all that space in your gut so they can keep the bad dudes out, right? You ever been to Mexico and drank the water? You know about them bad dudes. They're bad for you because they're not the dudes you're used to, right? So your gut biome, your existing probiota, is designed to keep out the bad dudes. Prebiotics, who's on their Latin? Prebiotics are the food for the good dudes that live in your gut. Okay, these are fibers and such that we simply cannot digest, but man, those good dudes, they love it. That's pretty neat. Okay, so now we know what these things are. When it comes down to consuming them, are they gonna hurt you? Probably not. Are they going to help you? I don't know. It depends. You know, there's evidence out there suggesting that probiotic therapy, taking a probiotic supplement, is effective at returning a dysregulated microbiome to a healthy one. Right? You've got a deficit. You're going to fill it in like any other supplement. But the evidence of an impact in an already healthy human is really, really weak. So if you were able to map out your individual gut biome and knew what probiotics would benefit you and what to feed them, by all means, take it. I think that's a great idea.
Not super likely, though.
Very, very difficult, right? We're talking about thousands on thousands of different varieties in here. If you were able to get that information, that's great. But outside of a very few specific medical conditions where the bad guys have really been identified, it's not really that useful. You know, these are pretty specific conditions that you have when you know you have some dysregulated gut biome. Most of these improve a heck of a lot more by getting a fecal transplant than snacking on a yogurt, right?
Fun, right?
Yeah. I mean, if you're the type of person that you're so excited to see how this could impact you that you're wanting to get a fecal transplant, like literally manually inserted another human's poo into your old colon there, man, I think the only thing that's going to satisfy your curiosity is go and find out. So schedule that appointment with your doc.
Yeah, chances are, if you need something that extreme, you have a host of GI doctors that you've already seen that have talked to you about this, because I've not ever met in person one individual who needed this. And I've met a lot of people with GI conditions, so yeah. I don't know anyone.
So the thing is like what specific symptom are you hoping to address? If this is a try to make a healthy person healthier, that's not really how it works, right? These are things sick people take, you know, and by sick I mean you've got a obvious, you know, dysregulated gut biome. Man, got them leaky stools all the time? Cool, let's go see a GI doc. Oh man, constantly constipated? Hey, let's go see a GI doc. You're getting up, you're picking up and putting down all these things. If it's not severe enough for you to go see a doctor for, it's probably not severe enough for you to worry too much about these things. You know, when should you take a pre or a probiotic? When your doctor says so.
There's a whole specialty dedicated to this.
Yeah, gastroenterologists, man. They'll put that scope down you, scope up you, scope both ways, pig roast.
Boy, they're not so much fun. So if you don't have to have them, I would suggest not getting them if you don't need it.
Right, you know. So that's my frontline, you know, line of answer for you, man. If you've got some GI symptoms and your doc says take this pill, high five. I'm for it. I'm all for it. When else could you take them? I don't know. Possibly, you know, and again, this is a could take them, not a should. Always follow your physician's advice. This is for entertainment value only. When could you take them? I don't know, man. Maybe you had like a massive course of antibiotics, right? Because antibiotics, coming back to that Latin, they don't discriminate. They're going to wipe everything out. And it might be a good little jump start to get the good dudes back in there first before some bad dudes come take up. You can completely change your gut biome. Speaking of changing your gut biome, maybe you've had some major GI issues, severe vomiting, which would have to be some really nasty vomiting. You're talking about like not vomiting. You're talking about like vomiting GI contents. That's usually
like
a medical emergency.
You went to the hospital, the ER, you went to a GI doctor, you've been diagnosed with something.
Tons of diarrhea. Maybe it'll help have a benefit. Maybe it won't. You don't know, right? And the tests to again, map your gut biome are pretty rare, pretty hard to find. You're not going to get one at Walgreens. You're going to have to see a doc for it. So these are things where considering a doctor. One of the things that always kind of stands out to me, though, is Ian posted a good little study here on if you take a drink and dye it pink, it improves performance, right? The whole placebo thing, the whole mind effect, placebo effect is the most powerful actual impact there is, so much so that they have to figure out rigorous ways to blind studies, both from participants and observers, so they don't see what they want to see. This isn't necessarily as much what I'm saying is a placebo, you know, effect, but it could be. Is one of the things that stands out to me is a lot of people that talk about taking these pre and probiotics, and they hype these things, and they say they change their lives, or they started eating nothing but kimchi and they felt better, or, you know, they're having tons of fermented foods and they started eating a bunch of yogurt and they're doing kombucha and kefir and all this stuff. All these kind of foods, right? They all kind of fall into that esoteric, exotic health food blanket. And when somebody starts consuming all these sources and they tell you about these rave results they had, what I don't think they're doing is just simply adding in a probiotic, adding in a singular food, adding in however many billions of whatever units they're doing. What they're probably doing is rapidly changing everything about their diet and their lifestyle. And it wouldn't surprise me that the people that are consuming more of these type of foods claim to feel better in general, because once you start looking at your food from being in tune with health, you know, you tend to start changing things globally and you have a positive impact. So maybe you went from, you know, you got a cousin, a sister, a brother, a coworker that went from, you know, eating nothing but fast food, not paying attention to their intake, to, oh, well, I heard this probiotic makes me feel better. They started cooking more. They started eating more, you know, foods from the fermented food section, which is the produce aisle. And they started walking to work and parking further away. And the next thing you know, they feel better and they think it was all a magic pill. They changed their entire lifestyle and didn't realize it. So, too long, didn't read, didn't listen version of this is, if your doctor says take one, take one. Outside of that, what are you trying to accomplish? What do you think it's going to do for you? If that symptom, if that sign isn't serious enough for you to see your physician, I'm probably thinking it's not a dysregulated gut biome. And I don't necessarily think snacking on, you know, a pre or probiotic is going to help. However, if you do want to up your you know, fortify your gut biome, try to get some more good dudes in there, I will always suggest eating live, active, cultured foods, yeah, fermented foods, because there's a whole nother host of problems when you mention strands and you mention supplements and you mention pills of, are they even active and alive when you get them? Does the pill contain what it says it does? How are they testing it? How are they ensuring it's live? There's so many other things right there, so just eat some yogurt, man. See if it makes your guts feel better. You know, that's my suggestion there.
Yeah, maybe start with the small stuff like that. I mean, I will tell you, I have seen multiple GI doctors for various things. And I have had one mention probiotics, and that was only after a procedure that basically wiped everything out. I still did not take them, still didn't have any issues. I also down a lot of Greek yogurt, and we eat fermented foods. I've had one doctor in my entire history mention that you could use it when taking antibiotics. But what I was taking was not a strong enough course to matter. And they said, I wouldn't worry about it unless you need it. Guess what? Didn't need it. So jumping on the probiotic train, worth it? I don't know. Maybe. I mean, you might just be wasting your money. Probably won't kill you, but you probably should have a reason before you do it instead of just eating yogurt or kimchi or whatever you like that's fermented.
Trisha, right there with you. WTF, right? Fecal transplant.
Let's not do that.
Like I said, man, there are people that have to get those and undergo those. And listen, I'm sure it's not a traumatic procedure. It's probably pretty innocuous. I don't think we're not going to go there. But the thing is, it's a medical procedure. But who wants to go through that? And furthermore, who wants to pay the $10,000 the hospital's going to charge you for it, right?
You'll know.
My gut better be really messed up if you're going to make me stroke a 10K check. That's what my deductible is, my high deductible health plan. Thanks, Obama. Thanks, Trump care. Thanks, Biden care. Thanks, whoever care that I got to pay so much money for nothing. Thank you. I'm damn sure not going to go pay for a fecal transplant for fun.
If you're one of those people, you know. You know you have these conditions. You know you need these procedures. It's not a surprise.
Absolutely. Emily just got off the interstate. Emily, we just finished answering your question, so you're probably going to hit that replay, unless you heard it. And if you heard it, then I hope that helped. If not, hit the rewind. That's the rewind, in case anybody doesn't know. Ian says, I make fermented hot sauce. It ferments for 30 days control.
Nice.
You know, I got no way of knowing what little biomes are in there, if any. So there you go. I don't know. But hey, it's fermented, so it's good for you, I think. And that hot sauce will help with other things. Yeah, Ian,
we're gonna skip that one.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to picture that.
Nobody wants to picture that. Nobody wants to picture that. Copy that.
Yep, hit the replay.
Hit it.
You were first.
Hit it. You were first in the queue for questions today. Speaking of, moving right along. This next question comes to us from Jamie Holiday.
And this was actually supposed to be last week, sorry.
Anybody that's any regulars here that knows the drama last week where the interwebs at the hotel did not work?
I had a nice hotel too. We won't stay there again.
We couldn't do live, so we have this question from last week. Jamie asks, stacking the deck during extended travel. Now, Jamie's going to be PCSing. Jamie's going to be coming from Hawaii to the mainland, which is a big move. God, that is not an easy move.
To the East Coast, too, so it's big.
Facebook user, not only are you late to the party and your job is interfering with the live call, we don't know who you are because...
Sorry, the links are expiring, so you have to reclick them. Sorry.
Click it. So, yeah, Jamie is coming from Hawaii to the mainland, and I've never PCS'd. But from what I gather from all the members of the fam that have is you're kind of obviously at the you're in the military's hands. They do with your stuff what they will do with your stuff. They will tell you when it has to be packed.
Which has happened, I believe, should be done by now for Jamie.
Right. You pack up real early. But they give you a pretty generous window of when your stuff will be delivered. And if they're late, so sorry. If it broke, we'll get you one when we get you one. So it is not like going on vacation. It is not like moving down the street. It is uprooting your entire life, living out of suitcases, and hope you see your stuff eventually. Hopefully coming back to the States. Maybe better than going somewhere like, you know, hey, I got PCS to Japan or PCS to Germany or whatever. So maybe it'll be, you know, it'll show up on time. The pod will be there. Everything will be great. But what Jamie says, we will be on the road for a good 3 weeks this summer as they move from Hawaii to Virginia. It's not normal travel because they're going to do half of it by airplane. So they won't have a cooler and they aren't leaving from their house. And then they'll have a rental van, a pile of luggage, and 4 kids. So we can see this is not, it's not the trip that I do when I go to Disney for a day to meet one of you guys and we come back, right? So the food scale is definitely coming. So she's in it to win it. And she goes, what are your thoughts on stacking the deck in my favor when a lot of my normal prep or bring it with me options aren't on the table? And man, this is such a good question because the answer is simple. But that's not going to be easy. The simple answer just defaults to do the best you can. And there are so many ways you can go about doing this. What's going to be best for you, what's going to be best for your situation, what's going to work best for the family is what we have to find out. And, you know, coming back to the States is actually a good thing.
Yeah.
Because grocery stores, gas stations, restaurants, fast food establishments, sit-down eateries, they're going to be all along the way. And you're an OG, and you know how to handle and balance a day and plan with the best of them. My suggestion is going to be, and this is outside of any, go to the grocery store and make your stuff, find out if the hotel has a fridge. Make sure you have Instacart so you can have groceries delivered to your hotel or to whatever you're staying every stop of the way. Outside of all that, my suggestions are going to be, you get you a bucket of Legos. You can take this with you throughout the entire travel. You make sure you have your building blocks. You make sure you have your Tetris tools. You make sure you have an isolated protein source. You make sure you have an isolated carb source. And you make sure you have a way to get fat. Then my suggestion is going to be you ask permission before you seek forgiveness. And what I mean by that is the more you can plan, the better. If you've got breakfast that you know you can eat every day, whether they're bars, whether they're shakes, whether it's your favorite drive-through, whether it's your rotation of your favorite four or five favorite drive-throughs, whatever it is, the more you can set and forget, the better. But what I want you to do is I want you to leave yourself a generous buffer. I want you to leave yourself maybe 15-20% of your daily macronutrients left as a buffer every day. As you get through these 3 weeks, maybe you need less than 20%, but let's go ahead and start with something there that you can backfill in with your Lego blocks to get your needs met. This way you're not painted into a corner. This way you're not backed against a wall, but this way you have a solution set up to help you win the game before you put yourself in a spot where you can't win.
Yeah, no, this, and that might mean because you're flying from Hawaii, it's a long flight, you're gonna have four kids and all the luggage. This might mean you can't carry six cases of protein bars with you. Fine, but what it does mean is when you get to the States at your first city, hey, we need to find a vitamin shop or a GNC or a CVS or a Walgreens. We need to find something that I can get building blocks with. Protein powder, there's some kind of carb source, grab some sort of isolated candies if you like them or whatever you like. Find something you can use right when you get in and buy a whole bunch of them to keep with you because these will be your Lego, your building blocks as you put your days together.
If you're staying with friends, Amazon stuff to their house.
Yep.
If you're coming to see friends, let us know what you need. Yep. We'll Amazon some stuff and bring it.
The good news is,
get Instacart.
You're going to be staying in cities. You have to have a plan beforehand. So it's not like you should be on the street trying to find out where you're going to go, where you're going to stay the day of, right? So there should be some sort of plan as to what city you're going to be in, what hotels you'll be in, so you can research the area ahead of time. You and I talked about Orlando. You're staying at Orlando for a couple days. That's perfect because where you're staying, there's everything. Everything. They will Instacart things to you. There's restaurants and all kinds of stuff. So do some research ahead of time. Find out what stores are in the area, what restaurants are there, what your family might want to do. If there are cool restaurants wherever you're staying and you want to go there, you can plan for those ahead of time. There's so many options these days and so many ways to get quick food that it shouldn't be a huge issue. I will say it's going to be easy to get overwhelmed and frustrated. People are going to get a little pissy when you're traveling and you got kids and luggage dragging people around, staying in hotel rooms together. So when that happens, if you have to default to protein and calories.
Too, yeah.
Is it ideal in a normal situation? No. Is this a normal situation? No. Not by any stretch of the means of the imagination. So I would default to your calories if you have to. You've been doing this a long time, so I have a feeling you're going to get pretty close every day no matter what happens. But if you have to, hit your protein at least, and then fill in the calories however you can.
Yeah, we can set up some extended travel goals if we have to.
Yeah.
Your coach is, she's okay. Your coach is all right.
It's all right.
we can get you set up. But yeah, that's my suggestion. And that makes it a whole lot easier when it comes to your box of Legos, right? If you're going to default to protein and calories, maybe you just have a shake every night. Is it the most fun thing? I don't know, man. Ian loves drinking shakes. So maybe it is the most fun thing.
No, but if you hit your protein earlier in the day and you finish out your protein, now you get to fill in with whatever.
Right.
Not telling you to not eat any fat all day and eat carbs for the rest of your calories, but you know this. Maybe the extreme's not so good. But hit your protein early and then fill in with whatever you can if it gets that bad.
What's awesome is the fact that you're trying to plan ahead of time. And that is the secret to success, and that is the sign that you're going to win. Like Ann said, you have an itinerary. You're not Kerouac. You're not, you know, thumbs out backpacking across the country. So these are things we can plan for. Utilize your friends. Utilize your resources. You know, if you need to Amazon something to our house, we'll bring it over.
Oh, yeah.
I hope the rest of your humans in your life are going to do the same for you. If not, get an Instacart. Get an Instacart. Don't listen to us. Listen to Bart Regner. He Instacarts an Amazon. He's got Amazon Prime or Amazon Delivery or whatever
Amazon,
from where
yeah,
he's
they
at.
Have a fresh service, I think.
Yeah, he does both of those. Every time he comes and stays at Disney, he sits there and he waits for his food to show up because that's how he plans. Instacart will deliver to your hotel. Amazon will deliver to your hotel. You can get it there a couple days early. Find out where you're staying. If you're in hotels, you're going to have a fridge. You're going to have a microwave. Ask for one. They'll bring it up. These are things you can do.
If you don't have a fridge, too, go buy a cooler. There are Walmarts everywhere, and you can buy coolers, and I'm not telling you to do this, but if you need it temporarily, maybe you decide you don't need it after the 3 weeks, and
didn't work out so well.
Take it back to a Walmart anywhere you can.
Thanks, Sam. You know, so that's a thing you can do. And all the other tips and tricks exist. Oh, where do I get protein from? Get a party tray of grilled nuggets from Chick-fil-A. Oh,
we've done that, and they are massive trays, and they're awesome.
Where can I get some rice and broccoli at? Chinese restaurant. Get some steamed rice, get some steamed broccoli. Now you've got veggies, now you've got whatever. There's so many things you can do. What will you do, and what will work for you? If you have any more specifics, drop them in the fam. Drop them in the next week's Q&A.
Yeah, cities,
drop
hotels,
it like it's hot.
Let us know what we're looking
we'll
at.
Figure it out. Find out if any fam are on your route. Maybe they'll bring you some protein. I know Jessica's bringing a bunch of protein to the reunion. Apparently she doesn't like it. She's like, oh man, y'all want this protein? Hey, bring it. Someone's going to love it.
We'll all share.
So
yeah, Jamie, we'll pack a car full of stuff if
you
decide
you need
Let
us know what
something.
You need. I don't know at what stage of your journey. If I look at Hawaii and I look at Virginia and I see Florida. We're kind of midway, but I don't know if you guys are leaving straight from here to go back. But let us know. We'll do what we can too. That's what family's all about. Ah, Ian says it was Coach Steve that no clicky. Of course you do, Ian. Anna, no big deal. Thanks for coming to join us.
Oh,
starting a garden.
That's exciting.
Yeah, Anne got some plants the other day and she killed them already. So
I kill everything. And so our neighbor was like, hey, I have these flowers from one of the landscaper ladies in the neighborhood. She goes, I kill them. Do you want them? I said, hey, I kill them too, but I'll take them. Another dead. Well, there's one that survived out of the four. So, you know, 25%.
Culver's, is that the yogurt thing? Or am I missing something
burgers,
here?
Culver's, yogurt, but yeah, both.
Had the yogurt? Yeah. Don't we have one? No, we don't have one. We're getting one. Mm-hmm. I've heard the secret is we're getting one.
Yes.
It's not here yet, but I've heard we're getting one in the area, so I'm excited to try it.
There is also the world's largest White Castle is now open in Orlando, just for funsies. There was like a 4-hour line.
Why haven't we been there?
Because there was like a 4-hour traffic line. Guys, they traffic jammed the interstate to get to this.
Woman, you're killing
me. 4 hours.
I'm not waiting. The world's largest White Castle is here, and we can't be there.
Give it 6 months. Everybody will forget.
All right. Now we're on to probably one of my favorite questions that's ever been asked.
You're going to see Jonathan's face light up.
I'm going to try to keep this one short and sweet.
However.
But it's probably not going to happen. So Kelly Mulder asked an interesting question, and I have in turn dubbed it, how to handle the haters that gonna hate. Because they're gonna hate, y'all. They are gonna hate. That's what haters do. So, Kelly asks us, she says, I've got a question that my mind has wondered about for a few years now. Many years. That you guys would be perfect to answer. Thank you. That's very kind of you.
I hope we will be.
I don't let you down because I'm not very perfect at a single thing, but we're going to try. She goes, do you ever feel that people judge you for having such an awesome physique?
Thank you.
In a bad way, or that looking and being so awesome puts a target on your back? At work, in the social circle, etc. Short answer is yes.
Yeah.
I feel like
you're speaking to my soul right now.
I feel like our society is more comfortable with mediocrity in terms of physical performance and appearance, and often feel threatened by high performers or those reaching their goals.
If I had like a GIF right now, I would put a GIF up for that, but I don't. Imagine it.
About that. I have experienced myself. I'm sorry to hear that. And I've watched others try to pull someone down who has made gains with potshot comments or sarcastic remarks. That is the state of the world. I wonder if this has ever happened to you. Oh, yeah. And what your mindset mentality is would be around it.
Get ready for this one.
I mean, listen.
Yes, it has happened. Yes, it still happens.
Everything you have said right here has been something that I have been witnessing, noticing, seeing, and been a part of and been subject to for as long as I can remember being on this planet. And I don't necessarily mean in the awesome physique part, because you guys have all seen my before photos and my wedding shots and stuff. It's not in the awesome physique part. This is not simply related to physiques. This is a pandemic, a widespread situation that permeates all facets of life. If you don't believe me, go download a copy of the Y-Autas Nothing Substantial Split, So What? And hear the song I was singing about, old 19, 20-year-old wee lad, about literally the song title was, you know, it's much easier to bring others down to your level than to lift yourself up. And that's what the entire song was about.
This is what happens when Jonathan's allowed to name the songs.
Yeah, our songs are paragraphs, go figure. My God, has this been something that I've been harping on ever since birth, as far back as I can remember. And there's good reason for it, guys. There's not good reason to do it, but there's good reason for it. You know, side story where that song came from is, you know, you're in a band. What's your goal? Your goal is to tour the country. So you work your ass off so you can talk to a record label from California, so you can get on Warped Tour, so you can play a bunch of shows, so you can buy a van, so you can do all these things, so you can tour the country. And what happens when you get home after your first tour? You're a sellout, no one likes you, and you suck. But wait, didn't I just do the thing that everyone's supposed to want to do? Yes, and that's why we hate you, because you did what we're not willing to do. And unfortunately, that is human nature. That is the nature of humanity. And there's a reason for it. Humans are set up by evolution to do one of two things: move towards pleasure or move away from pain.
That's it.
Find a scenario in your life that isn't one of those two things. I'll wait. You can't, so I'm not going to wait that long. So we're designed to do two things: move towards pleasure or move away from pain. We're set up to want to move away from pain a hell of a lot more than we want to move towards pleasure. And that's by design, because painful things can kill you. Pleasurable things might feel really good, but they're not going to kill you. Painful things can bring about your death, which means you can no longer spread your gene pool, which is the whole reason we're alive from an evolutionary context. We're talking about human nature here, right? We're not talking about our opinions. So we are set up to want to avoid pain more than we want to be pleased. You can call it the loss aversion bias, where they've done studies where to make up for losing $100, the feeling that we have towards losing $100, we'd have to make $200. It's 2-to-1. We feel so much more visceral and depressed by losing that $100 than we feel good by making $150, $175. It's not until we get over $200 do they start to equate, based on studies. And again, losses hurt. Wins don't necessarily help. They do to a certain degree. But all the studies shown on income, at a certain level, you're not any happier. You know, it's marginal. You start getting very painful, and it gets really bad really fast. So when we look at this context, when we look at achieving something comes with some great rewards. You work your ass off, you start a successful business. You work your ass off, You reach a physical goal. You work your ass off. You look great naked. You work your ass off. You get a promotion. You work your ass off. You're competent in your skill level on the fire ground. You work your ass off. You become a published author. You work your ass off. You become a doctor. Whatever it is, there's some good goals. But they require a lot of pain. The whole work your ass off part is the painful part. Sitting on your couch may not bring a whole lot of rewards, but you know what it doesn't do? It doesn't hurt too much either. That's why people sit on their couch. And they would much rather drag your ass down and have you sitting right next to them than they would get up off their ass and try to get to where you're at. It's crabs in a bucket. You know? Bunch of crabs sitting in a bucket. They could all make a chain. They could all pull each other out. But the first one steps on another one's head and tries to get out over the edge. It reaches up and grabs and pulls them back in. Human nature. Crab nature. So we are set up by design to avoid pain. And I talk about it all the time, that nothing in my life that has been worth achieving for me, and this is all personal, not any accolades in powerlifting, not coming from 128-pound father to get to where I am now physically, not starting this company, not working 7 days a week, not having a vacation in 5 years, not getting my brown belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, not working to get my black belt, not being married, you know? None of these things that are worth doing in my life came by following the easy way out, right? They all came from being willing to endure some not-so-easy things, some not-so-great moments, to go through the hard stuff to get to the good stuff. And it has nothing to do with being a masochist and wanting to hurt. It has everything to do with becoming the person it takes to be worthy of achieving the goal. Right? That's the win. That's why I tell everybody that the journey is the destination, and the sooner you fall in love with the process, those results become the byproduct, is because it's going to be painful. You just got to get used to that. And not everybody is willing to endure. They are not willing to go through pain to accomplish a goal. You doing that makes them question their own inabilities. And that doesn't feel good either. So what does feel good? Talking shit on you. Taking shots at you, taking shots at anyone trying to get better, because they're hoping to knock you down. They're hoping to take the wind out of your sails, and they're hoping to stop you. And they're just succumbing to human nature. But guys, human nature is not an excuse. Think about some of the worst examples of humanity you can come up with. Nationalism, sexism, racism. Those are all out of fear, and it's human nature. It's human nature to want to group together. It's human nature to hate those that aren't you. That's why tribalism is such a thing. We have to be better than our human nature. We have to rise above that human nature. We have to understand that, thankfully, an agrarian society has given us a surplus of calories and our brains could grow. And we could rise above these things, and we no longer have to be controlled by our nature, because if we don't, we're going to be those crabs in the bucket pulling people down. We're going to be those people sitting on the couch pulling each other down. You have to be willing to defy those signals. And we all do it every day. Who loves it when their alarm clock goes off? Who loves paying taxes? Who loves putting on pants? We all can do things that defy our innate desires. Those that succeed and reach upper tiers, whatever that means to you, are the ones that can defy them a little bit more, because they realize that chasing pleasure is a pretty good thing, and they're willing to endure some pain commensurate to the reward they wish to receive. That's it in a nutshell. And this has nothing to do with single-digit body fat and abs. It has nothing to do with a 6-minute mile. It has nothing to do with a 600-pound deadlift. It has everything to do with working to get a little bit better every day.
The unfortunate thing is that that takes work. A lot of work. All day. Every day. It takes work, and it takes making those choices to do that. And we see what happens when people refuse to put the work in and refuse to make those choices. They're the crabs that are dragging everybody else down. Why? Because it's easy. it's easy to be lazy and it's easy to grab everybody else and hate on them because they are doing what that person can't. It's always a reflection of whether you know it or not, you are throwing in this person's face what they are not willing to work for. And that makes them unhappy. And the first thing they're going to do is lash out at you because it must be your fault for being so much better and for them not being able to do it and not being willing to do the work. And that's just the sad part of humanity and society is people are lazy and they will use every excuse they can. And that includes crapping on you for putting the effort in that you are because you are highlighting the work that they are not willing to do to get there.
There is a must be nice mentality. There is a must be nice mentality where no matter what it is, must be nice. Must it be? If you're not willing to do the work, and I mean every bit of work that someone has done to get somewhere, then you don't deserve to have it. And that's the hard part for people to realize. Everybody wants the end result. They don't want the process. And guys, that's been every single one of us. It may be us tomorrow in a different context. It may be us in this context. And that's okay because it's how we're built. But it hasn't necessarily caught up yet with human nature. You know, 10,000 years is not a long time. Lizard brain still pretty strong. But we have got the ability to defy our nature. And that's what we have to keep doing. We can't let the crabs drag us down in the bucket because that's letting them win. They say living well is the best revenge. They're right, you know? So this is exactly why. And again, it's not limited to physicality, you know? Watch somebody pull out W-2s and see, oh, shit, I didn't know you made that, you know? Hey, well, cool, man. Do you want to do what I do? Do you want to do what she does? Do you want to do what he does? Oh, must be nice, Doc. Must it be? Tell me how nice it was in that 4 years of residency. You gave up the prime decade of your life.
And those student loans and all
and
the hours.
And now you got student loans and now you say, must be nice. Really? You know? Must be nice, fireman. Well, come ride those five after midnight. Come see your brothers and sisters, you know, dying of cancer the day after they retire. Come do it. Must be nice to have that cushy government job, Mr. Police Officer. Go for that ride along and see how must be nice it is, you know? So now
we get to the, I wonder if this has ever happened to you. Yes, we answered that. Yes, it absolutely has.
My entire life.
I'm sure it's happened to everybody in here in some form or fashion because you guys are here because you want to get better. You're doing something to get better. So someone somewhere, if they haven't already, is going to try to crap on that.
Danielle Frisbee said, truth bomb. Danielle, I know you've seen this. And I want to touch on this one in particular because I saw this occur. Emily Schaefer says, I deal with this shit from my neighbor telling me just eat the food. I saw that, Emily. And I almost messaged you because it made me mad. But we had some members of the fam comment and pile in and give you some love. But she's like, no, I'm not going to just eat the food, and it's not even out of a place of love. It's a place of jealousy, and it's so clear. It's awful. Do the work. Win the prize. Quit putting your so-called failures on those who are succeeding. 100%. Emily says, that's what I tell myself every time this particular person makes snide comments about my journey.
Good for you.
Keep doing that, because the last thing you want to do is let them poison the well. Is let their insecurities, their inabilities, I'm going to say inability, their lack of desire to improve themselves bring you down for a second. If you want to just eat the food, you know you can just eat the food. That's your choice. But it is not their choice to make for you because you have already chosen that you're going to defy human nature, that you can do hard things, and that you're willing to put the work in. Because the pain in this context is worth it. This pain won't kill you. Lizard brain doesn't know that. We can have a whole nother deep dive on stressors. And we can talk about how, you know, oh man, taxes are due. Lizard brain thinks saber-tooth chasing you, okay? So we can talk about all these different ways that the body responds and the body reacts. But the thing is just because something feels hard, just because something feels difficult, just because something takes effort, just because it's painful, it will not kill you. But that is why you do not want to do it. You are designed to preserve yourself. We have to make sure that we don't get in the way of the long term, the big picture of preservation for instant gratification. Because 10,000 years ago, that split second was all you had to survive. We don't all live that way right now. Some of us do. Some of us are downrange. Some of us are on the street. Some of us have to have a keen, intact, you know, gut instinct and lizard brain. We don't want it to go away. But we want to make sure the facts line up with our feels. And that's where we can make rational, conscious decisions versus are we going to chase long-term pleasure or are we going to avoid pain and give in to instant gratification? We have that choice.
And that's what Jonathan touched on that. Kelly, that's part of the last part of your question, your last statement said what your mindset or mentality is around that. That's the mindset and mentality is hard. You have a choice. Someone else has a choice. They choose to come at you and they choose to hate on you for what you've accomplished. They say something, they do something, they're passive aggressive, whatever it is. They chose to do that. Your choice is now, what do you do with that? Because now it's on you. They chose to do something. Yes, it sucks. Yes, it's frustrating. Yes, kind of makes them a crappy human if all they're doing is try to drag you back down into the bucket. However, you get to choose what you do with that, which means you get to choose how you respond and how you let it impact you moving forward. If you let them poison your well and you take it out on yourself, are you doing any good for yourself? No, probably not. Are you getting back at them for hating on you? No, probably not. You're just making yourself miserable. This is where your choice comes in. That's not an easy thing to do, to try to reframe when somebody really takes a shot directly at you. But you can. That's your choice to deal with it in whatever way you see fit.
Trisha says the operative word here is your journey. You keep doing you, baby. And that's it exactly. Your journey is yours and yours alone. Comparison, thanks Voltaire, is the thief of joy. So we have to talk about this and we have to be, you know, when we throw out blanket terms, whether we talk about physical excellence, we talk about mediocrity, we talk about whatever, we have to understand that everyone's journey is unique and it's their own. And what I consider and compare myself to is not what I would suggest my wife compare herself to. To touch on this, you know, you made the comment, and we thanked you for it, about having awesome physiques and does it put a target on her back. And I'll tell you this, I do not feel my physique is particularly awesome. 99 times out of 100. In fact, I focus on what needs to be fixed, what needs to be improved, what I find wrong day in, day out. I don't think I look any different than an average person. And I don't notice when people look at me like I look different. Ann points it out all the time. We'll go to Disney. It's hot. It's Florida. I hate wearing shirts. So I will wear something sans sleeves. And I guess apparently when I am out in the Florida sun and the biological radiator, your vascular system starts doing its job and it dilates to expand to cool you off, I guess I look a little different than the average Disney goer. I don't feel that way, but I'm so used to being looked at my whole life. I graduated high school with a five-colored mohawk. I've had every different color hair, leather jacket, stupid stuff, had dreads for 10 years. I'm so used to being looked at that I don't notice when anybody looks at me. And she'll point it out, and then I'll pay attention. I'll go, oh, man, this is kind of weird. Like, what, do I have something on my face? You know, what's going on? Because I don't see myself the way anybody else sees me, right? So just today, you know, we were at the beach Friday. We took the office to the beach today, so we get the beach and some tacos. And I'm sitting at the beach, and I'm looking around, and I'm like, feeling detrained, feeling down, feeling like I'm not looking very good. I'm like, oh man, you know, I look terrible. I'm gonna have to fix something or whatever. And we walked back to the car and I caught like a weird reflection and there was some delt chest pec vascularity. And I was like, oh, that's freaky. Oh, that's me. It took a while for my brain to register that. So when you ask us how we deal with it, I ignore that shit. I don't pay attention. It's not on my radar when we walk by and we see it in general. Most people, and this is probably a uniquely maybe me thing, don't come up and tell me, you know, hey, bro, you shouldn't do that, or hey, you shouldn't whatever, because I'm pretty vocal and I'm pretty outspoken. In the fire service, I handled it a little bit differently. When people would question me about what I did, or they'd ask about why are you doing that, or how can you drink that Diet Coke and be healthy, or how can you do this all the time, or whatever, I would literally look at them and go, hey man, I have no problem talking about anything you want about me, continuing this conversation, but we're gonna do it with our shirts off. Do you still want to do it? And I start taking it off, man. We can talk with our shirts off, because I want you to literally come at me with that weak sauce exposed. And I never got taken up on it.
Now, what we do get still to this day, this goes back to the must be nice. We do get backhanded kind of comments from people. And this has happened to our faces, which I'm surprised Jonathan didn't punch anybody yet. Might still happen. We will get comments from people. Oh, if only I had your motivation. Oh, if only I could train like you. Oh, if only I had your drive. If only I had somebody making my food. If only. Must be nice. We do get that. That is, it's hard to deal with. You can see the steam coming out of Jonathan's ears when people say this. The answer that we usually go to is, you do, and you can. But you don't, and you won't. That's it. You do. You do have it. You can do it. You have to work for it. That's a pretty good shutdown for the conversation.
So mindset mentality-wise, Kelly, what I would say is simply this. You have to understand that whatever you do that sets you apart from anything, whatever you do that polarizes people, that says, I'm here, and you may end up there, is going to create that divide. You have to be willing to accept that. Because in any endeavor, the people, the tactics, the plans, the strategies that have got you to here may not be the ones that help get you to here and that are with you when you arrive. So you have to understand that. And you have to be willing to be okay with that. And I am more than okay with that. You either with me or you ain't. And if you're going to try to do anything to steal my shine in the hopes that it brightens yours, you ain't worth being with me. And I got no problem cutting dead weight.
Call this taking out the garbage.
Take out the garbage. You don't let the trash pile up in your house. I hope. I've been in those houses where people do back when I was on the street, and it's gross. Yeah. You don't let the garbage putrefy and stank and decay in your house. Don't let those garbage people permeate your surroundings.
And this does not just apply to people. If you have to be around these people, or this is somebody at work, and you say, well, Jonathan, I can't get rid of my neighbor. I can't get rid of my coworker. No problem. Take the garbage out of your head. Don't let their garbage fill up your head. It's not worth it. Do whatever you have to do to get it out. It's just wasting your time and not doing anything to make you better.
Similar to what Murphy says, or what we said, Murphy says, I just don't understand all the hate people are getting. Maybe I'm just lucky, but I've had nothing but positivity from anyone who asked me about my journey. Then again, I keep a very small circle for this exact type of reason. You know, Murphy, that reminds me of a quote, the harder I work, the luckier I get. You just nailed it right there. It has nothing to do with your luck. It has to do with you keep your circle tight. If you want to see humanity in action, get featured in Men's Health and read the comments like I did when my Men's Health article came out.
He had to talk me off a ledge. I about got in there and lit some people up.
Any OGs that have been here, Coach Steve, long enough to remember when that Men's Health article came out, you want to talk about people slagging people down. Like the best examples of humanity you've ever seen are in the comments section. Because trolls from the couch in their mom's basement have all the answers. And those are not the people you put in your circle, but that is human nature. That is the people that see you from afar. That is what they are saying about you, because you are trying to get out of that bucket. You have been willing to work more than they are, therefore must be nice. And that's the problem people have. Kim says, Emily, I saw that comment and I wanted to pounce so hard. It was a terrible comment. Terrible people are out there, right? So what do we do with that? We either kill them with kindness, we be the change we want to see in the world, we lead by example, we let them know that, no, I'm going to do me, you do you, that's cool. And we hope that one day they come around. Maybe they join the family eventually when they're tired of seeing us win. Or we cut them the fuck out of our lives. And we hit the unfriend button because they ain't our friends. There's not much gray area in that one for me. I'm either going to try to be positive and bring them around to the light side and hope they find success. Or I'm tired of it and they done. They gone. Going back to what Murphy said. Murphy, I hear snide remarks all the time about me, about what I do, about how, oh, it's not sustainable, it's not this, it's not that, it's whatever. And it's like, I'm right here. 7 years I've been doing it. It's sustained.
Proof.
what do you want? I mean, it's here.
This is longer than some medical studies.
Right, this is longer than most marriages on the job. I mean, oh, seriously.
Truth.
It's like, it's sustainable, fam. You know, I hear garbage talked all the time from people that can't.
Yep.
Oh, that's disordered. No, it's very ordered. In fact, I think less about food than you do because I'm not worried about how clean it is.
Still, I hold that thought. I'm going to go eat my Dino Nuggets and my cookies.
Oh, I don't want to do that now. I want to do this. What about the 8 other thises you've done in the last year? Every time you fail at something, you got a new this that consumes your identity. This is the crap that you hear when you're doing something that other people aren't willing to do. You hear how it must be nice for you. No, man, must be really not nice for you to be that weak, to have that little drive, to have that little faith in your ability to show up and log into an app every day. Oh, my God. You know, my favorite quote was from Emily Kern the other day when she's like, let's be honest, y'all, it takes me 38 seconds to track my breakfast. That's the pain that's separating those that do and those that don't, right? And so that's the thing. So when I hear these things and they go, must be nice, I go, man, must really suck to be you. Because if you think that sitting on that couch and just trying to drag everybody down, being that crab in that bucket is all there is for your life.
That's sad.
That's sad. I don't need any of that in my life, man. You know, whether it's Jim Rohn, whether it's Charlie Tremendous Jones, whether it's whoever else I've read, the fact remains is your inputs determine your outputs. You are, so they say, the combination of the 5 influences, and I make a distinction there in this quote, the 5 influences you allow into your life. Most people say you're the 5 people you spend the most time around. I think influences can have more of an effect than people sometimes, and I think we spend more time with our influences than we do people sometimes.
Especially now.
You are what you allow in. Get rid of the garbage. Get rid of the BS. Get rid of the drama. Get rid of anybody that isn't for you. That does not mean you create an echo chamber and you only listen to people that tell you you're great. It means the opposite. It means you surround yourself with people that are willing to tell you that you're wrong. No, I don't think you should just eat that food. I think you should do what's in line with your bigger picture. What's your North Star say? Is that behavior building up your purpose in life? If the answer is no, maybe don't do it. If you've got someone that'll call you out like that, that's someone you spend time with. And if you don't, find them. I'm always looking. Ian, take shots at me. Fuels me with more fire.
Use it.
Anna, I love this one. I've had to drop the focus on you, not me before. Big facts right
that's
there.
That's a shutdown.
Big facts. Hey, thanks for sharing that. How's that working out for you? You know, how's that living that good life working out, right? Coach Steve's back with a vengeance. There he is. You know, man, Ian, I laughed just because I read this at first, but those comments, man, those comments tell you human nature.
That's ridiculous.
Ian says, humanity in action, fall off a roof in a viral video. People literally said he's so fat he deserved to die. How's that for humanity, right?
Great.
You know, that's a darker side of some BS.
Let's not try to help someone. Let's just try to kick them.
Yep, Steve was there. Photoshop and steroids. Which was it?
Dude.
Was it Photoshop or was it steroids?
Oh, my God.
I know we're not all bathroom chemists in here, but everything I heard from whence I was a wee lad starting to lift weights is if you lost 40 pounds by taking steroids, you bought the wrong stuff.
Doing it wrong.
That was always my response to those men's health articles. Guys, I lost 40 pounds. And if I was that good at Photoshop, I wouldn't have been a fireman. That was how I fired back.
That's what killed me is Photoshop. Oh, you took these the same day. You just bloated up. Guys, I took all the photos. All of them.
She's in cahoots, though.
Yeah.
I was an off-season bodybuilder.
It's my bedroom.
Emily says, unfortunately, I live right next to the individual who gives me crap. Great.
Yep.
Prance around in your bikini.
Yep, you do you.
Prance around in your bikini all day long in front of her and let her know. That's how I handle it. You guys know I don't wear shirts.
Don't let her poison that well.
That's it, man. You don't listen to her. And just because you get a privacy fence. Tell her opinion is blocked out. Dig a moat. I don't care what you do. But you don't let her drag you down. You are doing too
build a moat.
Good. If you literally Wade gets out there and backhoes a trench in between your yards, fill it with some punji steaks, and some gators.
Ooh, put salt water in it, we'll bring you some Manowar.
I bet she will get the hint that her opinion is no longer requested.
Sorry, guys.
These long comments, guys. Thank you so much. I've always been an open book, Murphy says. I got hate for having an augmentation after having Tommy or getting my Botox or lip fillers, but not for getting skinny. And I always say, talk good, talk bad. As long as you're talking about me, it really throws people off their bitch train.
Yeah, what do you say to that?
You know, man, and that's it right there. It's like, hey, man. If you know, there's concepts in business that don't necessarily apply to being a human, or they shouldn't, but they do. If someone's not talking about you, if you don't have haters, what kind of impact are you having, right? If nobody knows you, nobody knows you're making a change, are you making a change, right? So there's some thought to that yeah, you can rob power from the oppressor. You can go, talk about me. You know, you notice me. I know you do. So you can have that route too. But, you know, the thing is, what we all have to understand is we are defying human nature. We can't get mad at the other humans that are following their design. We can just not surround ourselves with that weak sauce.
It's your choice.
You are not a tree. You do not have roots. You are free to move about the cabin. The light is on.
Okay, so
Murphy says, Steve, I can't wait till people think that about me. They can't wait. She can't wait till people think she's Photoshop. There you go, girl.
Yeah, Photoshop and steroids. Murphy, I've had those comments. Several of them, actually. I was the latest one was a jiu-jitsu tournament. I went and worked a kids' jiu-jitsu tournament. Cute little kids, and all we were doing was keeping track of scores. But a couple weeks later, one of the girls who's a friend of mine that I train with came back to me and said, hey, there's a bunch of talk at my gym, which is a different local school, and all the moms are talking about how you must be on steroids. I said, the moms? She's like, yeah, all the moms of the kids that were just there who don't know me, who had never met me, who are not on my Facebook and don't see what I do. So they didn't ask, what do I do and why do I look the way I do? They said, meh, she must be on steroids.
Thanks, Karen.
Must be nice,
thanks
right?
Thanks for that opinion.
What? But yeah, take it. This is how you reframe. You take it and you go, well, damn, that's a hell of a compliment. Thank you.
You know, my coach at the time, when as Steve alluded to, all the people saying it was Photoshop and steroids, my coach at the time's response was, he's not on steroids, just wait until he is. And that's how he answered it. And I was like, that's not how I would have answered it, because I'm not going to be on steroids. But he was literally like, no, guys, he's not on steroids, but wait until he is. You will know. And that was just his way of saying, no, this guy works his ass off. And if he was enhanced, he'd make all of you look even more stupid. So that's a compliment too, right?
Coach Kim's laughing about prancing.
Yeah, when I said Emily pranced on her bikini, she goes, Coach Kim says, oh my God, prancing. I got accused of prancing around in my short shorts. Prancing them shits.
Do it.
Get shorter shorts.
Prance away.
Any you know, man, and this is just, you know, I know I've heard enough about how some base moms and base wives and stuff can be. This is not a blanket statement for military spouses, clearly. This is a blanket statement for piece of craps. Prance in front of them. Prance in front of them. Make a scene.
Hike
make
your shorts
a
up
show.
A little and keep prancing.
Yes. prance in front of their husbands.
Just watch the line for indecent exposure.
Right. Maybe you don't want the MPs showing up. But at the same time, man, haters are going to hate, so give them a damn show.
Be proud. You worked your ass off to get where you are. Be proud of it and prance.
Yeska says, thankfully, I don't have any haters in my life, but there are a few oldies at the office that used to question why I was weighing everything. Look at me. That's why. I responded with, not everyone can be blessed with your figure.
Yeska, this is why you're our people.
That's a good one.
Because not everybody can look like you.
That's a good one. Man, you know, that can be taken a couple ways, and I hope they take it the right one.
I love it.
Facebook user says, just wait until I get out there this summer and show off the body that I'm going to get. There it is. I would cheer for you louder if I knew who you were, but good job, FBU. Steve says, don't think I won't mow the yard in a Speedo.
Dude, Jonathan used to have, and I think we threw them away because they're inappropriate.
They're not going to fit anymore. My legs are too big.
Jonathan had tanning shorts at our house in Lakeland. This was the first house that we bought. We used to go out in the backyard and get 5 minutes of sun on each side, you know, D3, all that good stuff. He had these shorts. They were so inappropriate. Like the short, tight little Speedos like you see in other countries.
I wish I had them now.
Dude. You shift the wrong way, and you better hope there's no kids around.
Because it's like marbles. You never know. The shooter's going to come out. Wow.
But he would.
It's first in life.
He would, yeah.
So, man, I mean, that's the thing is, like, let me find out one of my neighbors doesn't like me, you know, in my house shorts around here. I'll put the silkies on and walk around. I don't care. I'll find shorts shorter than silkies. I got a buddy who sent me a link. Jillian Finkbeiner's brother hooked me up with a link where I can get all the short shorts. He knows about clothes, so I'll get them. Stephanie Hostetler says, I'm getting tired of your nothing but skin and bones comments, whatever. You know, man, I'll tell you a little story on this one. There is no doubt that when you get to a certain level of leanness, single digits mainly, that you lose fat in places you don't want to lose it. Bottom of your feet is one, butt is one,
yep.
And where I'm going out with this one is my face.
Yep.
My face is permanently sunk in. These are not dimples. This is the fact that I carry very, very, very little body fat, and I have a sunken in face, and it is just a byproduct of being lean, and I don't love it, but I've gotten used to it. It's what gives me this chill jaw. Now, you guys remember, I used to talk about how I had a weak profile, and I blame my parents. Ann and I, old house in Lakeland, big mirror that we shared, two sinks, and a little medicine cabinet here. And I'd every day brushing my teeth, catch my, and man, F you, Mom and Dad. I got these little skinny wrists, these high calves, this weak profile, man, weak profile. No, I just had a goozle because I was fat. So now that I'm not fat anymore, right? I've got, you know, sometimes my eyes can get real sunk in when I'm in a deficit. I have what I call lean face, which is basically saying I hate myself. So I got lean face, right? And one day my mom, God bless her, a couple years ago,
yeah.
I think I've seen those pictures with lasagna and I had a beard and I still real sunk in. Mm-hmm. And she's like, Jonathan, You're losing too much weight. You don't look healthy anymore. And I looked at my mom and I said, Mom, I said, you've been obese your whole life that you've never seen a healthy person looking back at you in the mirror. And she hasn't been obese her whole life. She's been obese her adult life. I said, you don't hang out with healthy people. I said, most of this country is obese, not overweight, not a few pounds, obese. And they've lost sight of what a healthy person actually looks like because there aren't that many of them around. I said, so I love you to death, but until you're my physician, you can keep that shit to yourself because you don't know what you're talking about because you've never seen a healthy person.
And truly that did come from a place, I'm sure she was worried because it was such a drastic change and his face did look sunken in and it's different, but
still does.
She had never seen him or anyone at the level of health and conditioning that he was in ever. She did not know what a healthy face was supposed to look like. And that's scary.
that's the world we live in, though. Because what I tell everybody is simply this. If you want to see where you're at in your journey, in your progress, go to where a accurate cross-section of the world is, of your country of residence. And my two examples of that are go to Disney or go to Walmart. Because everybody goes to those places. And that's where you're going to see a cross-section of socioeconomic groups, of races, of genders, of nationalities. You're going to be able to see the world in a snapshot. And it's not a very healthy picture. So when someone says, you're nothing but skin and bones, be like, that's what humans are supposed to look like. You know, we're supposed to be able to identify if something is broken, because that's that pain that could kill us. We're supposed to be able to see these things. We're supposed to have visual vascularity. We're supposed to have these features. You just, no one knows what healthy looks like.
And it depends on how rude you really want to get with somebody, because you tell me I'm all skin and bones, and the answer is really going to be, that's funny, my doctor says I'm fine. I don't care what you think. Like, it depends on where you want to go with this, because does that opinion really matter? No. Can it impact you mentally? Yes.
If you let it.
Now, yeah, you're going to get that little trigger. We all get the little trigger when something goes off and we go, well, F that person. That's, why would you say that? And then you start questioning yourself and what you look like. If you can stop that, stop it, and then rationalize where they're coming from. Maybe they want to be the size you are. Maybe they have never been there and they're not willing to put the effort in. Either way, doesn't matter. What does your doctor say, and how do you feel? That's it.
So Jessica says, I'm excellent at backhanded comments. It's a gift.
It is a gift.
I'm really excellent at not having a filter and shooting straight.
Jessica, you're a sleeper too. You're getting quiet and sweet and pretty, and I love it. And then all of a sudden, there's a comment. You're
a-zing.
Like, woo, yeah, girl.
So Steve's talking about Speedos, says I have 3 pair. I think I've seen at least one in the check-ins.
Oh, no.
I'm aware.
Oh, reunion Speedos.
I'm aware. Murphy talking about marbles. Yeah, fam, you know who it is.
They're so bad.
Kim says those ladies are in a big group. She's talking about the ones talking about her prancing. And she goes, but if I catch any of them individually, they low-key ask me about that food thing.
See?
Exactly. Exactly. You know, there's a quote I can't remember. I can't remember it. So I'm just going to paraphrase it here and butcher it. You know, first they mock you, then they ridicule you, you know, then they hate you or whatever, they question you, then they join you, right? So it's that whole thing where it's like, oh, that sucks. Oh, well, I couldn't do that. Oh, hey, what are you doing over there? You know, and the next thing you know, you get them to join the fam. Maybe next week, because you know what's coming.
That's coming, though.
Wade, my man.
Summer body, yes.
Yes, buddy. I can't wait till you... I want you and the wife out there prancing. Prancing as you dig the moat. As you're digging the moat, man, you get the Speedo, she gets the bikini, and you let them know. You let them know what's coming for them. And let them know, say, hey, wait till you see me next year. It's going to be even better.
Piranha. Piranha in the moat.
You said piranha, and I heard picanha. And I got real hungry.
I'm trying to kill people, and he's trying to eat.
So Bobby said, my mom thinks I work out too much and thinks I'm gimpy and sickly.
You don't look gimpy and sickly.
She's wrong.
Yeah.
And what you tell your mom, with whatever degree of respect you think she deserves, because moms are special,
yeah,
is be like...
Jonathan treats his with...
Is be like, where do you think, who raised this person, right? Bobby knows my mom. She knows how we do. You let your mom know that, man, that's really interesting, mom, because all my doctors think I'm doing great. Should I listen to you? Or do you want me to trust the people that actually run tests and don't just use them old eyeballs?
Went to school for 10 years for this.
How about it? I'm a sleeper, Jessica said. Then they mimic you. See, everybody,
you guys
know where I'm... You guys know the quote. I can't remember it all. This is the brain. I'm getting old, man. Lean face. Kim says, there is a definable standard in how a mom should look. I have found that people think my parenting has gone down because I spend some time building up myself. Oh. I must be neglecting my kids to make my self better. There's definitely a standard. It's what she found out. Yeah, you know, those
God
people...
God forbid you take good care of yourself so that you can be there to take better care of your kids.
How about that? How about you're happy enough with yourself because you have, one, energy and health and vitality, but two, confidence and self-love and self-care that you exude it and you give your children, one, more attention, two, more happiness, three, more focus time because you're not mired in detesting yourself, but also you give them someone they can look up to, someone who's willing to do the work to win the prize, someone who's not going to be a crab in a bucket. God forbid. And on that note, this dead horse is beaten.
We beat it pretty good.
We have been here for a long... When Anne said, like, this touches my soul, this lights me on fire.
Because we get this all the time.
This
and
is
the
one
root
of those things.
Must be nice.
I will go on for hours. Mm-hmm. Clearly, I'll go on for it for an hour of this hour and 25 minute live call. But
Ian. He just read your comment.
Oh, Ian.
We're going to leave that one there. Y'all can read it in the comments.
Louie! All right, y'all. If y'all been hanging out for this long, it probably isn't whatever. Y'all must be here.
Yes, sleeper.
Y'all must be here.
Wait for that reunion. Yes.
Oh, Jessica and Ian. Well, we'll be full. We'll be full, Louie, out loud at the reunion. Don't worry, but some people are gonna watch us on the replay, and I don't know if Bear's gonna be listening or what. So I try
to read it.
Earmuffs. Muffs.
Wade, we love you too.
Love you too, brother. Have a great week. We're not going nowhere.
Mike, are you leaving?
We're not going nowhere, Mike.
Bye.
You hang tight. You hang tight. Jessica's laughing.
That's your sleeper.
All right, guys. Since you guys are here, since you guys are first in, since you guys are part of Finn Live,
we have a secret.
We got a secret. It's not a secret. Yeah. It's a secret right now. This will be announced to the rest of the world at large tomorrow. But since you guys are here with us, we're going to let you guys know first what's going on. Shh. It's a secret. You don't have to tell anybody yet. But yo. It's our birthday. That's right. 3 years.
First in is turning three.
Three. First in is turning three next week.
How cool is that?
Three freaking years of doing this craziness, clearly our own way, without rules, without a rope, without a script, without a
boundaries, really. There's
without a boundary, shooting marbles, you know, singing Louie, doing all this. We're turning 3 years old, and we are super, super pumped about it. And we are so pumped about it. We are so pumped about it. All you OGs know what we do on our birthday. We are so excited about it that we're just going to give shit away. We are going to give presents to the fam and to friends of the fam that want to get up in this crazy family of ours. So, if you're new to the fam, Wade, I might be looking at you. If you've recently renewed, Sonia, if you're on that replay.
Gotcha, Sonia.
This does apply to you. So I don't want anybody to think they've been a bamboozling or anything like that going on. But what we do for our birthday is we say thank you to the people that mean the most to us. To the people that if they were not here, there would be no first in. And that means our family.
That's you guys.
You guys. So we do things a little bit differently for a birthday. Most people for their birthday, they want presents.
Yeah.
We give the presents on first in's birthday. So what that means, now that I've danced around and jumped around and y'all think y'all are getting cake and cupcakes. I mean, if you make them fit, you can have them.
We could probably do that, but.
maybe Karen Hodge will make us some.
Ooh.
What we're doing for you guys next weekend, starting on the 21st of May, our official birthday is the 20th. It's a birthday of someone else really cool, but we won't talk about that guy right now. Maybe. We're giving everybody presents that is able to participate in our birthday. And so what we're doing is if you are ready to continue your journey with First In, you know you're going to continue your journey with First In, or you have a friend or fam that wants to be First In, that is the time for them to join and for you to renew. Again, if you just slid in last week, we got a few of you. Your coaches knew this. They know you're already taken care of. We will contact you directly. This applies to you. You will receive the gifts. But for everybody else, we'll have an email coming out tomorrow. We'll have a post in the Facebook group tomorrow that explains it all. This is the best ever possible time to join this family if you like free things, if you like getting gifts, if you like saving monies, however you want to do it. If you like being gifted stuffs, this is it. So if you've got anybody on the fence, if you're on the fence about continuing, if you're thinking about it, now is the time. This will close on Sunday, 11:59 p.m. as it rolls over into Monday.
Not this weekend. We'll let you know. We'll give you dates. Don't freak out.
We're letting you guys here know that if you got anybody that's been on the fence, this is the only time that I would say poke them, because if not, they're missing out. So if anybody's on the edge, I don't mean go set up a table at the mall, ask me about my gains, and then try to shove everybody in like some affiliate marketing.
We still want good people.
We want good people. We want your people. This isn't something we're not going to run a paid ad on Facebook. We're not going to post this publicly. This is an internal thing. This is for family and friends of family only. We don't give presents to everybody. If you got anybody on the fence and you think it might nudge them over to get a little something-something, help them celebrate our birthday with us. That's what we want to do. We want to give stuff to you guys. So that's it. That's our big announcement. Shh, it's a secret. It's not a secret to Melissa Kent, because I'll tell you, as soon as we post it, she's going to say, it's my favorite time of the year. She knows it's coming because she's been here since day one.
It's just 3 years, guys. Like
3 years.
We went, for anybody who doesn't know us or hasn't been around since we started, we legit went from a place of not knowing how we were going to afford to feed ourselves. We didn't know how we were going to eat. It was that kind of situation. And we jumped into this like, well, we want a family and we want it to be our way and our family and your family, and let's see if we can do it and find people that want to be part of a family the way we do. You guys, we made it 3 years. We went from not knowing if we could afford to eat to where we are. Like, how cool is that, dude? That's awesome.
We're so excited about it, man. This is our favorite event of the year. It's the biggest, like the best time period to join is because we want to celebrate the family. That's what we want to do with our birthday. Ann's not lying, man. We had no idea that we were going to be here, that we were going to be able to do this, that we were going to be able to make it work.
It was a bad time, man. For those of you who have talked to us about when it started or with us when it started, you guys know, man, it was scary. But this is, look at what you guys have done. Like, how cool is this family that you built?
You know, not only do most businesses fail, I think it's 80% don't make it out of 2 years, which hopefully we make it out of three. But most businesses that had to overcome the theft and the debt and the terrible business partners that literally tried to bankrupt us and cripple us and do all this stuff, you're definitely not going to overcome from that. And it's only because we have the best damn family ever with you guys that we're able to do this. And man, I'm already excited about next year's birthday, because, you know, we're going to keep trying to do this thing and make it the best family ever. And guys, one thing I want you to understand is best family for us does not mean biggest. Best family for us means just that, best. Again, man, please don't rent out a kiosk and tell everybody to join First In this weekend. We really only want next weekend. God, man, I can't even get it. It's getting old, man. You get so many birthdays, you can't remember anymore. It's not that. It's not a push. It's not a whatever. It is literally, yo, man, if you've got somebody you think would be a perfect fit, and this is the nudge. This is the, you know, your Sisyphus pushing the boulder up the hill, and your 1% for it finally goes over, don't let it fall back on them. Just push it over. This is just a little icing on the cake, if you will. A little tiny incentive, because we want the best people ever. And I do not feel the best people come from a paid Facebook ad.
No.
I do not feel the best people come from a 2-week free trial. I don't think the best people come from a download my free PDF on the best pre and probiotic foods. I think the best people come from the best people we know, and that's our family. So we try to do these things as often as we can. And man, take our stuff. Take our gifts, damn it. Let us gift to you. You know, like I said, take Ann's retirement, man. I already gave it away when I made her quit the fire service. So take whatever we have left now. Take our gifts.
Listen, I'll give it all away if it means we get to keep this family. We get to keep doing what we're doing. Seeing you guys, meeting you guys, changing lives, watching you guys get better and work to be better. Like, dude, take it, all of it.
That's what it's about. And so all you guys are awesome. There's a billion comments. You guys waited on The Secret. You hung out with us. You're proud of us.
Yesica said, damn, y'all old as fuck.
Wade said, it's awesome. Yesica says, damn, y'all old. Yeah, we are. Stephanie's got some presents. Yeah. Anna's happy for the birthday. Mike says, happy birthday. Love you guys. Man, John or Jimmy, two of my favorite things, presents and free.
What?
Hey, who doesn't love free and presents, right? My stage five clinger, Murphy, no getting it hurt. Guys, seriously, man, we love you guys, man. So celebrate our birthday with us. If you're eligible, if you're not eligible, if you have any questions on what this means, Jennifer says we're stuck with her. Emily says sign her up. I'm all for it. Danielle ain't going nowhere.
I just started singing that country song when I read that. I don't know if you know that or not.
Stuck like glue. Bobby says, I'm in. I learned a tough lesson. Sometimes there's the best ones, man.
As long as you learn.
Stephanie's excited. Ian, that's y'all.
What are we listening? Amy Robinson. Are we, is that what we're saying it? Did I just yell at her from like across the house?
My birthday is the 18th. I can't wait to see next year's pictures of success. That's what it's all about for us. I can't wait to celebrate First In's next birthday with all of you guys and see where we are at. That's what I'm talking about. Ian, that's not the kind of push we can do for our birthday, bud. We love you too much for that. So questions will come out. We're ready for them. That's what this week will be for. You can ask questions. Does it pertain to me? Does it not pertain to me? Am I covered in that? Can I renew now if I've got time left? What happens if I'm on installments and I want installments? If I'm paid in full and I have installments, when do they start?
We got you.
We're ready for them. We know the answers to these. This is year 3. You probably won't stump us. We had some doozies a couple times before, but we're pretty good at answering these questions now. So if you got anything for us, let us know. But guys, we are just so flipping pumped that we're here 3 years later, able to do this thing. And it's because of every single one of you that shows up every day, does the work to win the prize, that refuses to be a crab in the bucket, and lets us share this journey with you. I think a lot of people don't understand what it means to us. You guys take the night off last week, you know, when the internet didn't work. Y'all don't understand. Like, that was the highlight of my night. Like, it didn't get better from there.
He was mad because we couldn't do it.
Right. Like, this is why we, you know, gave everything up to do this, is because we love it. And so the fact that we get to do it, the fact that we can say, First In turns 3, is incredible. So thank you guys for that. I'm pretty sure y'all are tired of hearing me flap the gums. It's the free-for-all. If you got anything, slide it. If not, we got some smoked chicken drumsticks to get to. And yeah. But that's all I got today. Emily, I know you're going to watch that replay and check out the BCAA talk.
It'll be up as soon as Jonathan shuts up.
Bobby, I'm not sure if you were here for your question or not.
It's in there, though.
Hit the rewind, because we did cover it. But yeah. So, hey, Ian, you've been here for a huge part of this, man.
Yeah.
Thank you. And you've brought a lot of great members to the fam, so thank you for that. You're part of the reason we're able to have a third birthday, so we appreciate it, man.
Sure.
We appreciate every one of you guys. So if you got anything, drop it in here.
Replay.
I think, yeah, you'll dig it, Bobby. I mean, you know how I do. Stephanie says, dinner time.
Enjoy.
Have a great weekend. We hope you guys have one too. Anna says, my husband says to tell you that I was able to plant my whole garden during the live.
Oh, yay. Well, good. I'm glad then.
I'm glad we were able to entertain you or at least occupy you for long enough. So hopefully it was at least some enjoyable gardening.
I'm
we
glad
appreciate
someone
that.
Someone can garden because I sure can't.
Maybe come do our gardening because.
Yeah, I'll kill it.
Old coach over here ain't coaching the plants, I'll tell you that much.
I keep Jonathan and the dog alive. That's all I do.
So, Wade, how do you keep working out when you were sick and not feeling good enough to get a workout in? Maybe don't.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if you're sick and you don't feel good enough to work out, maybe rest is better than training. And that's the short answer for that one, but that's the best one I'm going to be able to come up with right now.
Maybe, if you want this hit on a live, we can absolutely hit it next week on our live to make sure we give you enough time and context with this.
But we gotta decide, like, if we're sick,
yeah,
then training may be robbing resources away from healing. So what can we do? Maybe we can't lift, but maybe we can walk. Maybe we can move a little bit. You know, maybe we can just, you know, do a couple flights of stairs. I don't know. What can we do? If we're sick, then rest and recovery needs to be the training. If we're not that sick, then we have to draw that line in the sand. My big thing, and my big thing with fully involved training and all my fit fam, all the fully involved trainers, the people in fully involved training, know that I'm huge on a quote I read on a meme from a gym wall. And it says, do not train if you cannot gain. If you are not going to be able to take a net positive away from that session, there is zero point in doing that session. So, what can you do? Not every workout can be your best. You can try to do your best every workout, but sometimes the best thing for you is just going to be rest and let your body heal. So, that is a shade of gray, and it really depends. But you have to be the boss at that point. Am I phoning it in, or do I need to take a rest? And if it leans towards rest, I'm going to opt towards rest. Rome wasn't built in a day, and it damn sure wasn't torn down in one either. So we're not going to accomplish our goals in one workout, and we're not going to lose them in one workout, especially if it's because we're sick. So that's my 2 cents on that one.
Ian said, nobody click that YouTube link if kids are around. Okay, well, there you go.
NSFW, bro. Start tagging.
Parental advisory.
I'm not a dermatologist.
Yeah, this is a doctor question.
Danielle says, acne on the face and neck. After I work out, I wash. What are some things that help? I have no idea. I'll be honest with you. I was a kid that was on Retin-A. I had some acne issues.
Danielle, I will tell you, there are so many factors that play into this. And every year you get older, women in particular, your hormones shift.
And your skin oil balance changes.
Twice a month, I will break out. Just because my hormones are shifting, work out or not.
If you could teach me how to shave and not cut myself, I can probably tell you about acne. Yeah. But until then, that's out of my wheelhouse.
This is a physician or a dermatologist.
Yeah, because there could be so many conditions that cause it. No one thinks you're dirty. But clogged pores come from you know, sweat, comes from makeup, comes from all these different things. It can come from, you know, environment. It can come from, I mean, I'm sure there's a food, whatever.
There's allergy issues, there are so many problems that until you know the cause, it's kind of tough to find a solution.
And we're going to drop anecdote now. These are members of the fam giving you their anecdotal experience. Anecdote just means that. It's their experience. It does not mean it's wrong. It also does not mean it's right. As always, entertainment value, consult your physician, says our lawyer. Emily says, I use micellar water from Walgreens after a workout. Murphy says, coconut oil. I swear by it. I've had acne my whole life.
It's interesting.
It'll smell good.
Yeah. So, yeah, been there still trying to find the right thing. It's tough. This is a tough one.
So, if the people in the white coat can't figure it out, I know I can't. You got a couple people that have struggled that have given you a couple suggestions. If you're okay with Danielle reaching out to you, I can't imagine either of y'all not being okay with that. Maybe hit some help up there. I don't have enough experience with it.
You could really, if you wanted to, post this in the group or post it in Fit.
Yeah, post it in the group. Because I'll be honest, I don't, when I break out, it's like, oh, damn, I got a zit. I'm an ugly dude. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I got lean face, right?
I feel you, Danielle, because hormonal breakouts, I look awful. It's
now
bad, but...
now how you change your hormones, especially if you you know, sorry ladies, but you know you, some of y'all are prone to breaking out around that special time of the month, when Shark Week's coming.
And Danielle, the heat in Florida, because you're in Florida, the heat makes it that much harder.
And you work out in a garage and you sweat a lot, and sometimes maybe the damage is done. Maybe some sort of wipe in during the workout. I don't know. This is just, I'm guessing.
Yeah. I'd make a post and see what other people say, and maybe try it, as long as it's not something that, you know, is
My normal suggestion when people ask me about acne is dial down your dose, bro.
Yeah, that doesn't apply.
Because they're talking about, like, oh, man, I'm 260 powerlifting. My back's breaking out. Stop the trend. That's not your problem. So that's my go-to for acne, but it's not what you're talking about. That's for backne, and it's pretty obvious why those guys have that. It's the same reason their face looks like a tomato. So I know that wasn't helpful, but maybe the fam can help, and maybe this is a good thing to post as a separate question, because,
Yeah. Sweetheart,
I got no idea. This porcelain skin that I have right here. It's terrible.
Welcome to the guy who doesn't have
with my ingrown hairs. I had an ingrown hair here and it patched my hair. It won't grow back.
Got no hair right there.
Our camera's so good, you can see this. It was terrible. So there we go right now. Danielle says,
dude,
that's how I feel, Roy.
It
won't do this. That does all that too.
Fine.
So
post in the group, because I haven't found a solution yet, and if somebody has one, I would love it.
Because it's hormonal and it's stress related, and there's all these different factors. So we first have to isolate the cause of it, which is impossible, and then we can treat that cause. Because anything else could just be guessing or throwing spaghetti at the wall and seeing what sticks. If we can't get a cause, then throw that spaghetti. And I don't think any of the things that were offered here could hurt you.
No.
Unless you have an allergic reaction. So do a little test patch of that coconut
oil. If you're allergic
to
coconut, please don't touch that.
Yeah. Sounds good. All right. Guys, it's been real and it's been fun.
Thanks for hanging in.
And that means it's been real fun. So on that dad joke, we're going to go ahead and get out of here, guys. Thanks for being awesome. Thanks for all the love. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for sharing in on the shh, it's a secret. We'll be dropping it tomorrow. We hope some of you guys can celebrate our birthday with us.
Yeah.
And thanks for being first in, guys. Without you guys, without the family, there's nothing here. So thanks for being awesome. We'll talk to you soon. Have a good Friday. Have a good night. See ya.